This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. For the past several months, intelligence and security officials in the U.S. government and private sector have cautiously marveled at the seemingly low pace of Russian cyber attacks and influence operations using social media. Unlike in the run-up to the 2016 U.S. presidential elections, officials say so far there's been no frenzy of hacks, phishing attacks, or use of ads and false news stories to penetrate voting systems, alter voter rolls, or influence voters ahead of the upcoming midterm elections. U.S. President Donald Trump said Saturday that his personal lawyer's tapping or taping of their private phone conversations is totally unheard of and perhaps illegal. Mr. Trump was responding to the revelation that former attorney Michael Cohen, weeks before the 2016 election, secretly recorded their discussion of a potential payment for a former Playboy model's accounts of having an affair with Mr. Trump. As AP correspondent Jonathan Lemire reports, President Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, is putting his spin on Michael Cohen's recordings.
He confirms that this conversation happened, that Cohen and Trump spoke about 2 months before the election. But first of all, it was brief. And second of all, though a payment to McDougal was discussed, it was never acted upon. And Giuliani's version, if this were to have happened, Trump would have wanted it done the right way, via check, so there'd be a record and therefore not be an attempt to skirt some sort of campaign finance law.
AP's Jonathan Lemire. The recording was part of a large collection of documents and electronic records seized by federal authorities from the longtime Trump fixer earlier this year. Hamas said Saturday that it has a truce with Israel following months of increasing tensions. On Saturday morning, however, an Israeli tank fired on a Hamas post in Gaza after Palestinians attempted to breach the border. There were no reports of fatalities in the attacks. This is VOA News. During a series of quick meetings at the UN in New York, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo insists the international community must continue to keep the pressure on North Korean leader Kim Jong-un to denuclearize.
Chairman Kim made a promise. Chairman Kim told not only President Trump but President Moon that he was prepared to denuclearize. The scope and scale of that is agreed to. The North Koreans understand what that means.
Secretary Pompeo warned North Korea is trying to get around sanctions, smuggling petroleum products into the country by sea at levels that exceed what is allowed under international sanctions. A physicians group working with Rohingya refugees in Bangladesh says medical and scientific evidence indicates the extent of the violence they suffered at the hands of the Myanmar military and civilians. And please tell the world what they have done to us. Physicians for Human Rights detailed the findings of forensic medical evaluations of 22 Rohingya survivors of an August 2017 assault on a village in northern Rakhine State. More than 3 years of war has pushed Yemen to the brink of famine, with more than 8 million extremely hungry people totally dependent on international aid for their survival. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA.
But World Food Program spokeswoman Bettina Lucia tells VOA heavy fighting around this strategic city is putting the delivery of crucial aid at risk.
We are continuing to provide emergency rations to the people fleeing the violence, and we are making sure that wheat and other food stocks are available. We are concerned that the upsurge in the fighting in Hodeidah could lead to 1.1 million people being either displaced or trapped within Hodeidah. That's the concern that we have.
The United Nations reports an estimated 50,000 Yemenis have been newly displaced since fighting broke out in Hodeidah on June 12th.
Lisa Schlein reporting for VOA News. Several of Colombia's former leftist guerrillas have been sworn in as members of the legislature. They took their places Friday under the terms of a peace accord that ended a 50-year war that also gave the former FARC rebels 5 seats in both the upper and lower chambers of Congress. A report by UNAIDS warns that the global response to HIV is at a critical point. Eastern and Southern Africa remain the regions most affected by the HIV epidemic. That accounts for about 45% of the world's HIV infections, 53% of people with HIV globally. An estimated 800,000 people in Eastern and Southern Africa acquired HIV in 2017, and an estimated 380,000 people died of AIDS-related illness, according to the report. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.